Number two.
Which one is that one?
Right here.
Yeah, the...
The te.
The te.
This is letter te.
Te.
Must be pronounced without a whistling sound. It must be dry. So, what do I mean by that? The te, which is the T sounds in Arabic, must not be pronounced t with a whistling. You hear that whistle?
Oh, the t.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
You're supposed to pronounce it dry by placing the middle of the tongue on the roof of the mouth and ensuring that no air comes between them. So that is te, te, te. You hear that?
Te.
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 Not t. Jenna, you hear that? Te and not te.
So te.
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 Not te.
Not te.
Yeah.
Te.
Correct. Next, the the.
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 It's much easier, that one.
The the. That's easy. That is easy.
You can't whistle with that
you
one.
You can't mess that one up.
The the.
Okay, read.
The the is pronounced clearly by bringing out half of the tongue between the two teeth and blowing air, not just the tip.
All right. The. See this? The.
The.
Your whole tongue should come
and
out.
The other one is what? It's the te. Middle, placing the middle of the tongue.
Yeah.
The
te.
The the.
Te, te,
te. Oh, yeah. Te.
This is just like a T sound.
The te.
The tongue shouldn't come out of the mouth.
Yeah.
This one is. It's TH. The.
The te.
The.
Yeah.
This is te.
Te.
And this is the.
Te and the.
Good. All right. Next. Number four. Go.
The.
Now, if you mess this up.
Which one's this one?
Jeem.
Oh, yeah. The. The jeem.
Good.
Is correctly pronounced like the
DG.
Oh, yeah, the J in badge. Not like the G in beige.
You see that difference?
Yeah, badge.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Okay. Just think of how ridiculous you would sound if you say Judge Judy.
Yeah, Judge. Yeah, it's Judge.
You can't even say it.
Yeah,
right?
You can't.
It's
Judge.
So it's jeem. Jeem. This is jeem. A common mistake amongst West North Africans.
Okay, jeem.
Yeah, jeem. Now, this is going to be tough.
Yeah? No. Let me see.
The ha and the ayn.
The ha.
Ha and ha the ayn.
And the ayn.
Derive from the middle of the throat.
The ayn.
Ha and ayn.
Ayn.
Yeah. That's not easy. Ha and ayn. Derive from the middle of the throat such that one can feel the throat moving from pronunciation. Ha and ayn.
The ha and the ayn.
Now, I don't know why this dot is so over here, but that's just how it's printed. Number six, the ha.
The ch.
And the rain.
That one's nice. Hold on, say it.
Rain.
All right, the say it one more time.
Rain.
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 You ever went to France? Well, no. Wait, when you were playing pro, you only played Brazilian teams.
Yeah.
No international play.
No.
Okay, so only, do you have any French players?
Unless there were, like, playing in from other countries in South America.
Any French players?
No.
Okay, so what they have as an R is actually a rain.
Kaylee actually speaks French.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How did she learn that?
And she speaks Spanish, too.
She can speak with you?
She's kind of, yeah, she's pretty smart.
And from what? From high school?
On her own.
On her own?
Yeah.
For what reason?
She's
just it's the joy of languages?
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. Okay. The ch and the rain.
The ch and the
rain. See, I love to listen to French.
Yeah.
Right? I don't necessarily, I'm a fan of the people, right? But the language is really nice.
Yeah.
Because I heard that they're really snooty.
That's what I mean,
they're not
going
to be snooty with me when I go there. I've been to France a couple times, right?
You enjoyed it?
Yeah, I enjoyed the lot of the people. The rest of the people, a lot of them were nice. Sometimes they got annoying, right?
Yeah.
Like if you don't speak French, they may know English and intentionally not speak to you in English. So they have that little bit of thing. That's very famous. They're famous for that. But it was a beautiful country, I'll tell you. France, I mean, that's why Hitler refused to destroy it. Paris. I mean, even him recognized how beautiful it was. So,
ha
and rein.
Rein.
Yeah. Are pronounced by the nearest part of the throat. The rein being like a gargling sound, while the ha is the same as
okay, that now stiff. Makes sense. It's like a gargling sound.
Yes.
Rein.
Yep.
Makes sense now.
Okay.
I didn't know how to even go about it at first. No. Gargling. Yeah, that's a good way to pronounce.
Number seven, go.
The
vel.
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 The vel must be differentiated from the
zane.
Zane.
So vel is like the th, in that we bring the middle of the tongue out between the teeth and blow air. But with the vel, the tongue should vibrate, resulting in the buzzing sound. Like in English, we don't separate between the th of thick and the th of the.
The and thick. Yeah, you're right.
It's the same letter, but it's a different sound, right? Correct. Like you couldn't say thick and you couldn't say th.
Yeah.
So why are they the same letters?
Yeah, yeah.
They should be different letters. So in Arabic, we differentiate. We mean vel and th.
Yeah, so vel and th.
So just think of thick and the. Right?
Yeah, and that's pretty good.
That, right?
That,
this yeah. and that. It's then. 100% then, right?
Yeah.
It's not TH, it's then. Right? It should yeah. be spelled DH, okay? It should be spelled DH. This and that.
Yeah.
Okay? That's then. And thick is th. Now, there's a third one, which is the Z sound. Zane. Which is
Zane.
Z, basically. Yeah. No, nothing else but Z. Okay? All right, number eight. Go. This is the ra. Oh, your second part of your homework today. Try to write these letters on a pad or something and just keep them with you at work. And like while you're writing stuff for the menu, be looking at your letters. This is the ra.
The ra.
And is neither the hard R of English, like R. We don't say R. Like we don't say Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. That's wrong.
Yeah, and we don't roll it.
And we don't trill it, roll it like Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. We don't do that, okay?
Yeah.
Rather, it is the touching of the top of the tongue with the roof of the mouth and releasing some air. It's not R and it's not R. It's R. Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman.
Ar-Rahman.
Ar-Rahman.
Ar-Rahman.
Rahman.
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 Rah.
Good. Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahim.
Ar-Rahim.
Number nine, pronouncing the seen should result in a smile of the mouth, while the sod.
The seen.
Seen and sod. Yeah.
Seen and sod.
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 Thick one. This is very sod. Thick. Very yeah. thick letter. Should result in the vertical opening of the mouth. The bod.
The bod.
Is the hardest letter of the language. Bod.
Really?
No other language has this letter. And hence, Arabic is nicknamed Lughat al-Bad, the language of the Bad.
Wait, that's the easy, really? That's the hardest
Bad.
One?
Yeah.
Well, oh.
Bad.
Bad.
Bad. Bad. It's like a D, Dad. But okay. thick. Bad.
Dad.
It's similar to Wait, dead, but
like
it's thick.
B, like a ba, like Bad?
Bad.
No, Dad.
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 Yep, you got that.
God.
This letter is not the extension of the dead. It sounds similar to the dead.
But it's not. Yeah,
it's not. It's different. It's bod.
Dod.
The tongue should not touch the roof of the mouth. Bod.
Oh, rather, should not?
Yeah. Let's go. Rather, one side of the tongue or both should go between the molars. Then air should be blown into the cheek in an expanded cheek. Okay, so basically we're having to have an anatomy lesson here. Bod.
This never touches the roof?
Bod. Dod.
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 Good. 11. The correct way of pronouncing the fe.
The fe.
Another typo there, pronouncing. Is to join the tip of the front teeth to the middle of the bottom lip, like this. Fe.
Fe.
So the top of your teeth, your two front teeth, touch the bottom, the middle of the bottom lip.
The fe. Fe.
Fe.
Fe.
Good. That's the right way to do it.
Fe.
Fe. Fe. Oftentimes, the mistake is made of putting the tip of the teeth inside the lower lip.
No.
No. Fuh. It should be in the middle of the bottom lip. Fuh.
Fuh.
Good. Number 12, the qaf.
The qaf.
Must be differentiated from the kaf.
The kaf.
So you're going to have to study this one.
So
qaf, qaf, qaf.
Qaf,
qaf.
Qaf.
Qaf. Qaf. Deeper.
Qaf.
Good. Qaf.
Qaf.
Good. And this is calf.
Calf.
This is like the K sounds in English. We have this sound. Calf. But we don't have this. Ka.
Ka.
We don't have ka.
Ka.
Yeah, this is deep in the throat. Whereas the calf comes from the deepest part of the tongue, calf, the result is a smile of the mouth. The calf.
The calf.
Yeah, comes from further back and results in the vertical opening of the mouth. Cough.
Cough.
Most of the time, the lam will be will not be pronounced like the heavy English L. For example, we say like.
Like.
Most of the times, we will not do this. Only sometimes in Arabic, the lam sounds will be like the English L. Like Allah.
Allah.
However, in most cases, it is made by the tip of the tongue to touch the roof of the mouth behind the teeth.
Yeah.
So, for example, most cases it will be lam.
Lam.
And you have this in Spanish.
Yeah.
Right? Lam.
Lam.
Not lam. Lam.
Lam.
Tongue inside the teeth.
Yeah.
Lam. Lam. Yeah. And the majority of the letter lam is pronounced in that fashion and not as the English L, which is lam with the tongue outside the mouth. Only one of the few words is Allah.
Allah.
That's the tongue outside the mouth.
Allah. Yeah?
Allah.
Allah.
Yeah. The tongue outside the Allah. Outside the tongue, the teeth. Allah.
Oh, I think
Allah.
Allah. Allah.
Yeah. Like Allah. a regular L that we have.
L.
Allah. But Allah. Most other words, it's lam. Like, what? Give me a word in Spanish with a lam.
With a
lam. Lam. La. Like, how would you say Alex, for example? Alexei.
Alex. Alexander.
Yeah, so you would have that with the lam inside the mouth, right?
Yeah. Okay. Alexander, yeah.
All right. This is a lot. I mean, you're going to have to watch this video a couple times.
Gotcha. Which video?
We're gonna make this into a video.
Okay.
The ha and the hamza.
The ha and the hamza.
This is the ha and this is the hamza. So ha.
Ha.
Just like your normal H sounds. And a.
And hamza.
Yeah.
Ha.
And this is called. And this is a.
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 Ha.
Ha.
A.
A.
Come from the deepest part of the throat, and almost the chest. Yeah. The ha at the end of the word must be pronounced with heavy exhaling. So, ha.
Ha.
That's normal. It's an H, yeah. Right? And this is a.
A.
And we have this sound in English. We all pronounce it, but there's no letter. For example, very few people say, you know the store Foot Locker?
Yeah.
Whoever says Foot Locker? Nobody. Right?
Yeah.
You say Foot Locker.
Yeah, Foot Locker.
Foot. Right?
Foot.
So,
a.
A. Okay. So, that's the sound of the hamza. Now, I think we should stop here. Because this point here, we're going to get to this. Let's do this tomorrow.
Okay.
And what we'll do instead is do some reading.
Okay. Hams.
Okay. Let's go to the Quran itself. You see this?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to repeat after me.
Okay.
Bismillahi.
Bismillahi.
That's the bet.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make it even bigger. How's that?
Nice.
Is it too fuzzy for you?
Nah.
Okay. Bismillah.
Bismillah.
Bismillahirrahman.
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 No, no, not
no. Rah.
Good.
Bismillahirrahman.
Good. So that's your bet right there. And this signifies bi.
Bi.
So this is called a kasra.
Is that the vowel?
Short vowel, correct.
Those are the vowels, right? Yeah.
Yeah. This is a kasra. Signifying like the I sound, letter, the short vowel I in English, mm-hmm. like did or it.
Yeah.
So it makes it b. And this, see this here?
Yeah.
It means that it's called a sukoon.
Sukoon.
Which means no short vowel. So bis, that's it. And then you pronounce the next consonant. The next one, he just.
Because if it wasn't like that, it would be bis, right?
Yeah. If it was a yet, the letter yet, it would be bis.
Bees.
This is a short vowel. Bis.
Bis.
Okay. And this is meme.
Mean.
Meme.
Oh, yeah. Bis. Meme.
Bis. This is the letter meme. The letter's called meme. And then this is another kasra. And then this is the name of Allah.
Okay.
You know this one, right? This is the name of Allah right here. Alif, lam, lam, ha. Bismillah.
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 And then this is alif, lam, ra. And then you can't really see it. You know, let me get you something else. This is a much clearer, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm not a fan of this script. I mean, it looks a little
When it's long, like that, you're saying?
No, like the script is not as crisp. But you'll see here. Now, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let's dissect these letters bit by bit. Alif, this is a lam, and the ra. See, I don't like this letter at all. Okay, no, that's no good. Let's just move on, because you'll see it here. This is much clearer. See that?
Yeah.
This is much clearer. Bismillah. What's this? What is that?
That's the vowel.
Sukoon.
Sukoon.
It means no vowel mark. It symbolizes that there is no vowel. So you go straight into the next letter. Instead of bismillah, no, nothing. Bismillah. Ar-Rahman.
And the other one was the difference, how was it?
This one?
The other one was bis. The other one had a vowel, right?
The other one, no vowel too.
Okay.
Yeah. And then bismillah, ar-Rahman.
Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rah.
Rahman.
Yep. Ar-Rahman.
Alif, Lam, Ra, Ha. This is the letter Ha right here. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Ha. Meme. Meme is a circle.
Meme, yep.
And then Noon.
Noon.
And this is a dagger alif, symbolizing alif.
Yeah.
But they just didn't write it. So they put a dagger alif. Ar-Rahman.
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 Ar-Rahim.
Ar-Rahim.
Good. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Again. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Again. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Okay. Good.
Ar-Rahim.
Okay. Didn't know you could do that. All right. Right here now.
Mm-hmm.
This is Alif. Lam.
Alif, Lam.
Ha. We just saw the ha, right? This is another one. Ha. Meem. Dal.
Dal.
Alhamdu.
Alhamdu.
See this little symbol here?
Yeah.
It's called the Dhamma. It's called the Dhamma.
The Dhamma.
And it will make something oo. So, do. Right? If it was a line below, it would be D.
Yeah.
If it would be a line above, it would be da. But notice, it's only one beat.
Yeah.
Ooh, ah, e. You know in music, staccato? What
yeah.
Staccato is?
Uh-huh.
It's like that. Ooh, ah, e. That's these short vowels. Unlike a long vowel, which would be a, e, u.
Yeah.
So if del, this is letter del, right?
Mm-hmm.
Del. If it was followed by the long vowel, it would be do.
Do.
But it's not. It's a short vowel.
Yeah.
It's a little marker. So it's do.
Do.
So we say alhamdu.
Alhamdu.
Not alhamdu, alhamdu.
Alhamdu.
Okay. Now this is lillahi. To.
Alhamdu lillahi.
Which means praise be to Allah.
Yeah.
This alhamd is praise.
Mm-hmm.
It's praise filled with gratitude and worship. That's the word alhamd. That's why you say alhamd for Allah. You don't say hamd for any other person. Right? So it's not just a regular gratitude. It's gratitude with praise and worship. Alhamdu lillahi.
Alhamdu lillahi.
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 See this symbol right here?
Yeah.
That's called a shadda.
Shadda.
And you, what do you notice? It's two, it's a double.
Yeah.
Double stroke, right?
Yeah.
It means you double up a letter. So you say, lillahi. You
lillahi.
Notice? Yeah, you notice how you're holding this letter a little longer?
Mm-hmm.
Lillahi.
Alhamdulillahi.
Good. Alhamdulillahi. Rabbil alameen.
Rabbil alameen.
Al-alameen.
Rabbil alameen.
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 Good. Rabbil alameen.
Rabbil alameen.
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 Good. Rab is Lord.
Uh-huh.
And that's Rabba. But it's got a shadda, right? So you're going to hold Rabbil alameen.
Rabbil alameen.
All right. You notice how you held a little bit there?
Yeah.
Rabbil alameen.
Rabbil alameen.
Good. Al alameen.
Alameen.
Okay. This is alam.
Alam
is the world. Alam is a world. And you pluralize it with een. And you know el, of course, makes it specific. The worlds. Not any worlds, the worlds.
I used to think I would say this good.
Huh? Yeah. So this is your first verse of Fatiha.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Okay.
All right, let's hear it.
Alhamdulillahi
Rabbil
Alameen.
Now, let me give you a little bit about sciences of Quran. The scholars have only one difference on a verse of Quran. And that is this Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim right here, is it a verse or is it not? The first
one. Oh, yeah. You heard that before,
right? Yep. So the scholar Abu Hanifa and Malik, they said it is not a verse of Quran. It is just the opening dua you make before reciting. Okay? Or the intention, really. But Imams Shafi'i and Ahmad ibn Hanbal, they hold that it is a verse of Quran. So, a little difference of opinion there. But that's the only verse that's different upon. All right, let's keep going. Now you notice this comes again. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Ar-Rahman.
No, kha. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Ar-Rahman
ar-Rahim.
Ar-Rahman
ar-Rahim.
Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
You see this symbol right here?
Yeah.
It's called the wasla.
Wasla.
Which means you don't really pronounce this alif. You don't say Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. No.
Okay.
You notice that we're not saying that, right? We're saying Ar-Rahman, but we're not saying Ar-Rahim. We're connecting. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is called
Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
This is a wasla right here.
Wasla.
So we're going, wasla means connector. So we're connecting right away. We're not saying Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. We're saying Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Okay? This is Alif, Lam, Ra, Ha. You notice this letter? Mm-hmm. This letter. It's the same letter, right?
Yeah.
But this one he put it up, this one he put it on the line. Then this is Ya, and this is Mim. Okay? Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim.
Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim.
Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim.
Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Okay, there's a shadda here. So you want to say Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Nir-Rahim.
Okay.
Right?
Good. I mean, ha is one of the hardest letters, right? It's not easy.
Yeah.
Okay. This is Mim, Dagger Alif, Lam, Kaf. This is Kaf. This whole thing right here is the letter Kaf. So you're going to say Malik. Yawmi, Maliki Yawm.
Okay, yeah, Maliki Yawmiddin.
Maliki Yawmiddin.
Maliki Yawmiddin.
Not Yawmiddin, Yawmiddin.
Yawmiddin.
Look what we
have. Maliki Yawmiddin.
What's this? Shadda. Double it up.
Uh-huh.
Maliki Yawmiddin. Yawmiddin.
And Iyak, right?
Yeah, let's do this one first.
Iyak and Nabudu.
No, do this one first. Malik Yawmiddin.
Oh. Malik Yawmiddin.
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 Okay, the day of debt, which is the day of judgment. Everyone's going to be in debt.
Master of the debt.
Yeah, master of the day of judgment. Malik Yawmiddin.
Malik Yawmiddin.
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 Make sure you hold this down. Yawmiddin.
Yawmiddin.
And connect it now. Yawmiddin.
Yawmiddin.
Longer. Yawmiddin.
Yawmiddin.
Good.
Malik Yawmiddin.
Good.
All right, cool.
Iyaka.
Iyaka.
Alif. This is the hamza right there. Iyaka. And there's.
Iyaka.
What's that? Shadda again.
To double it up.
Double it up. So you're not going to say Iyaka. Iyaka.
Iyaka.
And this is Kaf. Kaf, Fatha. Ka. Kaf and a Fatha equals Ka. Iyaka.
Iyaka.
Na'budu.
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 Noon. Fatha. Na. Ayn. Sukun. No vowel sound. Na'a'i'u. Nothing. Ba. Dhamma. Bu. Dal. Dhamma. Du. Connect it all. Na'budu.
Iyaka. Na'budu.
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 Wa iyaka, same word.
Wa iyaka.
Iyaka.
Wa iyaka.
Nasta'in.
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 Unto you we worship, and to you alone, we worship, and to you alone we seek help. Nasta'in.
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 You're going to keep working on this ayin.
Ayin.
And the best way to keep working on it is to hear it. Try to listen to people saying it. Ayin.
Ayin.
You'll get there. You're already getting
there. Nasta'in.
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 You're already getting there. Nasta'in. We seek his help.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Praying for help is the main part of worship because it proves, number one, that you believe that Allah is powerful. And it indicates, number two, it indicates that you believe Allah is powerful, and it also indicates that you believe you're weak. And it shows humility, right? And when Allah answers, that's number three, it shows your humility to accept that you have a God and you have limits and he has no limits, that you need his help. Because many people, like we said earlier, when people have sort of aggressive postures towards God, it's a type of arrogance, right? They don't want to, I don't want to be in debt to anyone. I don't want to need anyone. So that's the third thing. Number four is that it opens a pathway for Allah to answer your prayer. When Allah answers your prayer, you love him more.
Mm.
So that's why dua and getting an answer to your prayer, it brings out the love. Because now Allah gave you what you wanted, right?
Yeah.
He either saved you from something you feared or he gave you something you desired. Because all of human beings, all of our lives is between fear of something and desire for something. You're almost never in the middle, right?
Yeah.
You're fearing something or desiring something. And so you turn to Allah and Allah facilitates protection from fears and acquisition of things that you want. You start to love him and eventually your approach to Allah is for the sake of Allah himself because he's already proven himself. Like, not astaghfirullah, I shouldn't say like proven himself, like, but he's already displayed for you his generosity and his care. So now you love him for him. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, love my family for my sake and love me for Allah's sake and love Allah because of the good things he gave you. Ihdina.
Ihdina.
As-sirat.
Oh, it's as-sirat?
Yeah, okay. You will not pronounce it. This is, remember I told you some lambs are...
You used to say ihdina siratul.
No. You know the lambs, some lambs are not pronounced?
Yeah.
As-sirat.
Ihdina as-sirat.
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 Al-mustaqim.
Al-mustaqim.
Musta-qim.
Qim.
Now, this is guide us to the straight path. Yeah. Or it's really not even straight, it's upright.
I didn't know that.
Like this. Straight path.
Yeah.
The thing about this, if you have a straight road, you could drive for a full day and stop.
Mm-hmm.
Put the car in neutral, right? Yeah. And take a nap.
Yeah.
Or in park and take a nap. Well, with Islam and morality, you can't do that. If you're going up an uphill road, right?
Yeah, and you take a nap.
You cannot stop. You're going to roll back.
Yeah.
So let's say you do Islam really well for the month of Ramadan.
Yeah.
You cannot put it in park and neutral in the next month, right? Of Shawwal. You'll just go backwards. Yeah. So that's why in Islam, we got to keep moving. We got to keep moving, keep moving, keep moving. Don't stop.
Yeah.
Like health is the same thing.
Yeah.
You can't work out for 6 months and then just take a vacation for a year.
You know.
You'll regress.
You'll go back.
Right? So, ihdina. Here you have
ihdina.
Alif with ha with a sukun. Say it again.
Ihdina.
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 And this is dal kasra di.
Ihdina.
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 And now you're going to, let's just take this word by itself. As-sirat.
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 Good. Now let's connect them. Ihdina as-sirat.
Ihdina as-sirat.
Ihdina as-sirat.
Ihdina as-sirat.
Ihdina as-sirat.
That's nice. It's nice.
Down you.
Ihdina as-sirat.
Al-mustaqim.
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 Good. Mustaqim.
Al-mustaqim.
Good. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim.
Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim.
As-sirat al-mustaqim.
Sirat al-mustaqim.
As-sirat al-mustaqim.
Al-sirat al-mustaqim.
Good. As-sirat al-mustaqim.
As-sirat al-mustaqim.
Good. Right? I'm telling you, it's awesome. Not easy, but I'm telling you, this 3 months or whatever, it's 2 months,
yeah.
Where it's going to be like grinding, but then once you get the pronunciation and you can read,
yeah.
You move fast. And it's also, you feel very different about yourself.
Yeah.
When you're ignorant about a language, right? And when you learn it.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, this is looked like all jumbles on a page. Now I actually make sense. Now, we don't say, ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim.
Okay.
Tell me why. Instead, we say, ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim.
Because of this.
This, that correct. Connects. And what do we call this?
The
wasla.
The wasla.
This wasla means you're not going to pronounce this alif. You're not going to say, ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim.
No, ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim.
Good. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim.
Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim.
Qaf.
So, mustaqim.
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 Back here. Qim.
Mustaqim.
Qim.
Qim.
Now, you notice here, he made.
Qaqim.
Look at this ya and meem. See up here?
Yeah.
This ya and this meem?
Mm-hmm.
Versus this ya and meem.
Oh.
It's just a calligraphical way he did it.
Yeah.
He could have done it like this, but he just did it like this. Okay. You see that difference?
Mm-hmm.
So, it's the same thing. It's just the way he did it. صراط الذين
صراط الذين
صراط الذين
صراط الذين
صراط الذين
صراط الذين
good س س س
س
س
س
thick one
س
س
س
صراط الذين
صراط الذين
الذين
oh صراط الذين
remember this ط صراط الذين
صراط الذين س
أنعمت عليهم
أنعمت عليهم
remember this ta what should you avoid with a ta whistling
yeah
so you're never going to say أنعمت عليهم أنعمت عليهم
أنعمت عليهم
أنعمت عليهم
أنعمت عليهم
أنعمت عليهم
أنعمت عليهم
أنعمت
أنعمت
عليهم
عليهم أنعمت عليهم عن
غير المغضوب
غير الغير
المغضوب
غير المغضوب
أو مغضوب
مغ غير المغضوب
غير ال
غير
المغضوب yeah you turn it
غير المغ
دوبي
مغدوبي
good
غير المغدوبي
good عليهم
عليهم
ولا الضالين
ولا الضالين
all right now tell me why shouldn't I pronounce this ولا الضالين
because of this the alif that's an alif
good right? What is that bad boy called
and then that's the
bad boy what is this beauty
the way the
wasla
wasla
ولا الضالين
ولا الضالين
tell me in this word الضالين which two letters are doubled up
right here this is this
good this is the dad
uh-huh
and this is the
alif
and this one is the, this is alif this is
ولا الضال this is the g the no that's the
lam
lam
ولا الضالين so you know we don't say ولا الضالين ولا الضالين you hold it
mm-hmm.
ولا الضالين okay سورة الفاتحة you know that any prayer you make after reciting سورة الفاتحة is granted to you because the Prophet peace be upon him said Allah said I divide فاتحة between me and my abd in the first verses here right Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah says, my servant has praised me. Ar-Rahman
mm-hmm.
Ar-Rahim, he's described me. Malik Yawm al-Din, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'een, he's committed to worship me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, we make the rest of it is supplication. Guide us to the straight path. Right? The path of those whom you blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And other than the path of those who are accursed and those who are astray. Okay? So it's a prayer. So Allah says, since my servant has praised me and given me the due worship, right? Now I will grant him whatever he wishes. Okay? That's why Anytime someone makes a dua, this is why the Muslims, they read Surah Al-Fatiha at the end because of that hadith, which says, I split the Fatiha with my servant. I split the Salah with my servant. Three verses of praise of Allah, okay? Or we say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. The first half of it is praise. Second half is prayer. Okay? Now, something else. What is Maghdubi Alayhim and Dhalin? Is those Maghdubi Alayhim is those cursed. They have knowledge and they refuse to practice it. Someone with a lot of knowledge, but no piety, no love of God, no softness. Versus someone, all softness and love, no law. Right?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, you're the nicest guy, but you're so astray, it's unbelievable. Yeah. Right? Like, you have no law. There's no backbone. And if you think about this, masculine attributes, if they're not balanced with feminine attributes, is chaos and vice versa. So if you have a, think about this, masculine attributes like a military general, rules and laws.
Yeah.
Anyone who has discipline, you're going to succeed. You're going to over, you're going to be beyond, you're going to sort of overproduce. Yeah. A lot of discipline, but it's a miserable life.
Yeah.
No love, no mercy, no kindness, no forgiveness, right? Now the opposite. If purely a sympathetic mom, for example, and no discipline, no dad, you get a kid who's really in touch with his emotions,
yeah,
but no discipline, right? Remember, so wild. Yeah. So when, just upstairs when we were talking and you said like you have your mom and dad, and immediately just the fact that you're close to your mom and dad, and even that you have a mom and dad,
yeah,
it tells someone right away that there's going to be that balance.
Correct.
Between some rational rules and discipline and right and wrong, and also being in touch with feelings.
Correct.
And making sure life is not miserable. Hmm. Now, these two groups here, one group is of the law only, right?
Yeah.
Law only and no mercy. And another group, all mercy and love and fuzzy-wuzzy, right? But no guidance, no answers to questions, right? So that's why we don't want to be either group, but rather the middle way, right? So that's good for today. Awesome. Oh, wait, what time did your work?
Got to be there at 2:50.
Oh, okay. So this is perfect time to stop.
Yeah.
We'll do and pray dhuhr, and then inshallah we'll try to meet up tomorrow and meet again.
Yes.
All right. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk wal asr innal insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa amilus salihati wa tawassaw bil haqq wa tawassaw bis sabr wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.